Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for November 19th, 2012. In cryptid news, our Scott Nelson, a former cryptolinguist for the military, has listened to thousands of hours of foreign language in helping to break codes. Years ago, his son was conducting a research project on Bigfoot when he was listening to the Sierra Sounds audio, which his father overheard and has now gone on to unlock the code of Bigfoot language. Nelson has created an alphabet and a phoneme key based on the Samurai Chatter, which was recorded by Al Berry in 1972. From this work, he is slowly transcribing the conversation to find out what's on Bigfoot's mind. In UFO news, NUFORC, the National UFO Reporting Center based in Washington State, reports on a sudden influx of orange and red fireball-type UFO reports over the weekend of November 10th and 11th. This is more than just a couple of cases. In fact, here is a breakdown of reported sightings from that weekend. On Saturday, reports came in from 12 states all across the country. Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, Vermont, Michigan, Montana, Utah, Florida, Washington, South Carolina, Iowa, and the most with 5 coming from California, with a report occurring at 6:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with the last report coming in at around 1:20 a.m. Eastern on Sunday morning. On the West Coast, which is 11:20 p.m. local time. 4 more reports follow that morning on the 11th from Washington, Calgary, Alberta, Canada, Texas, and Macclesfield, United Kingdom. 27 reports, most within 7 hours across the United States. Well, one would instantly think meteor shower, especially with the Leonids coming into their full strength. But even I have to argue this one. The Leonid meteor shower peaked out over the 17th and 18th of November, but most of these particles are very small and create quick white streaks, and these particles will more than likely not reach the ground. This does not explain the multiple accounts of low-flying orange and red fireballs. One could argue again that perhaps some of the reported times were wrong, and a few large meteors were spotted. But yet no reports from astronomers have come in. The big buzz in Denver, Colorado is still surrounding the UFO video, which shows UFOs zooming at incredible speeds and purportedly landing and taking off near the city. Last week I gave my potential theory for the explanation. Now, former guest of the Grand Dark Conspiracy, Benjamin Radford, has offered the same theory through Discovery News, which he writes for. Radford suggests the illusion of great speed is created by the size of the bug, and I'm sure we both agree that we're not quite sure why those who are covering this in the media can't use common sense on the fly. Pun intended. Some locals met up in the area last weekend and used 2 cameras in order to confirm or deny the story as bugs, or even as has been suggested, hummingbirds, or what was first claimed, UFOs. Stay tuned. Co-founder and chief scientist Franklin Antonio from the San Diego-based Qualcomm, a semiconductor company that designs, manufactures, and markets digital wireless telecommunications products and services, has donated $3.5 million to SETI, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. The gift from Antonio will be used to double the sensitivity of the antenna feed from the Allen Telescope Array, which is a grouping of 350 telescopes about 300 miles north of San Francisco. SETI was formerly partially funded by NASA, but has since survived on private funding. The funding was nearly dry last year as the Allen Telescope Array sat dormant for 9 months in 2011 due to lack of investors. And in other news, a group of Russian scientists, including former Russian cosmonaut Dr. Marina Popovich, have reportedly solved the language behind crop circles after 15 years of research. Their research has created a dictionary of sorts from over 250 pictograms used in crop circles. From this information, they predict there will be a series of cataclysms in the coming years, mostly dealing with the electromagnetic field of the Earth leading up to a pole reversal. These cataclysms will force humans to transition toward a higher state of consciousness in order to survive beyond these doomsday scenarios. The transition can only be made through the synchronous unification of human consciousness, the Russian scientist group states. The time for humans to escape the devastation through unification of consciousness will be shortly after the pre-cataclysm. After second pre-catastrophe, humanity will have no choice to prolong life because of number of people remaining alive will not be enough to start up the mechanism of the transition. In the future, humanity will join a galactic community of evolved extraterrestrial civilizations linked through consciousness. Well, I guess being a doomsday prepper just got a lot harder. No word on if the group has used known hoaxed crop circles in their work. Be sure to visit the Grandark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com on Facebook and live every Monday and Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on sharkradionetwork.com. I'll see you in the chat room, and I'll see you next week. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.